This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Here we go.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I've been so excited to come in and talk to Adrian about something, because we were talking about something yesterday that's been killing me. First of all, she's Michaela Gordon. How are you? Are you alive? Are you good?
I'm alive.
By the way, you realize we're the laughing stock of the building right now?
Why?
Michaela is sequestering herself in another room with the idea, because she was diagnosed. If you missed the promo that ran all day yesterday, she went into the doctor. And she thought the doctor was saying, you're an influencer.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, she flipped her hair and like, oh my God, thank you.
Yes.
Tell me again. Yeah.
Love a compliment.
As we all would.
Absolutely.
Who among us?
Period.
I was proud for you.
Thank you.
And I know how the story ends up. And he said, no, excuse me. You have influenza.
Oh God.
You're not an influencer. Maybe you're an influencer. I don't know.
Didn't care.
Yeah, no, of course he doesn't.
He was like, literally, just take your medicine and go. And I was like, but do you think I'm an influencer? And he was like, get out.
Yeah, she was like, do you follow me?
Can I tag you in this?
He's like, stop. See my gym pics? Yeah. Can we take a selfie?
A little discount? I'll tag
okay,
you.
So no, they're laughing at us because you do have it, you have the flu.
Yeah.
Okay. And yet, because, and I love this about you. I really do. I've been trying to tell her since Wednesday.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Uh-huh. Just stay home.
Just stay home. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I've got a week. We're now all taking that. Remember how it went from only you were going to take the week off?
Yeah.
And then we were just going to work and still figure stuff out?
Totally.
No, we may be leaving before you leave.
Oh, I love that for you.
we had a conversation.
It's all good. Don't worry.
We had a conversation without you yesterday. When do you leave on Friday?
I leave after the show. Like my flight's at 1, I think.
Yeah. I think Adrian's leaving at 7:15.
In spirit.
Good. Ta-ta. Farewell.
So we're all going to go. Okay. So Michaela's just the work ethic. And she's like, no, I have to come in.
Yeah.
I'm going to be leaving for a week. And we were like, no one, you're the only one that's keeping score here.
I know.
And she's like, no, I have to be there. So she's put herself in another studio. The engineer came in yesterday and he's like, And Tracy, who designed the HVAC,
mm-hmm.
he goes, yeah, you realize this is doing you probably less good.
Yeah, he breathed me in yesterday for sure. And I was like, well, okay, hope you don't get sick, babe. Put a mask on. I know.
We tried to warn him. Yeah, and he goes, yeah, having her in the other room does no good.
Right. No, I can see that now.
But, do you also like being in there and having your own space?
You know what I do like? I've got like two computers, a TV.
See?
I don't know what's going on in here, I feel so like a professional. Like you literally had to come in and tell me how to use the talk back. But after I learned how to do that, I am unstoppable. So
no, Kayla,
be careful, everyone.
Kayla went in there one time. I think it was during COVID. And she never came back.
No, it's kind of cool. It is.
She liked having her own room.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things going on in here.
The multiple monitors really makes a difference, Jet.
I swear to God, guys. It does. No, feel cool. There's a phone in here. I can see when people are calling. Again, none of which would even matter. It's not like I answer them. It's just I like to see it all happening. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll be sick forever. Just kidding.
No, or you can stay in that room.
I'm just kidding.
You can stay in the room if you want.
No, maybe I'll go back and forth. It's like that's our home in there. And then sometimes I come to my apartment and hang out in here. Made sense before I said it out loud. I just move on.
I hear what you're saying.
Thank you.
I was being selfish for a moment and then I realized I don't care either. I really don't. At first I was like, no, I don't like that. And then I went, no, you really don't care, do you?
No, I love it. Listen, I did. I wanted to be safe for everybody. I wanted everyone to feel good. I will say it doesn't matter to anybody in my family. I could have literally been in a coffin yesterday. My dad was like, hey, can you help me with something? I was like, yeah, let me just crypt keeper my way out of here. Sure, sickness, I'm not. Let me help you out. So I feel like no matter what ailments I have, we move on.
Yeah. Do you not bring that on yourself, though? By because you don't care either?
Oh, yeah. And he's my pal. So I'm like, I'll help you with whatever.
Yeah.
Block him this morning. I'm pretty tired of him.
You and the Rock Lobster have bonded over the last month.
I know.
Over everything that's going on.
I know. We have. I'm kidding.
He's Adrian Hernandez. I did have something I wanted to talk to you about, but we've taken up all the time. So I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We have plenty of time. We have a whole Friday show.
Yes, we do.
We can make this happen. Don't leave the face. This is why I just shake my head when people say, well, I call, I never get through.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
Fine, we'll do the show without you today.
Fine.
Fine, you don't want to participate, it's fine.
So happy I finally have such a good view of the phone and... It's not even lighting up for us.
Has this been a thing? Or is this where you didn't realize it was a thing until now you can see it?
Yeah, didn't realize.
Will this also become a situation like this screen in here, though, where it's in front of you, but you still look at me and you go, do I have time to what? But it's all right in front of you.
Yeah, probably.
Fair. Yeah. I just wanted to know where
three computers wouldn't change anything for me. I'm still going to ask you everything. I just like to know I have it
right in front of me. I'm not saying I'm going to look at it.
No.
I just like having it.
Just
there.
Feels cool.
I feel this deeply. I do.
Yeah.
You know, I feel this deeply. I like having it all in front of me. Am I actually going to pay attention? Hell no.
No.
Fine. Listen, so Panama Jack needs help. You guys, fine. Just leave him out there on a ledge. Doesn't matter. Just leave him hanging out there. Your boy in North Las Vegas needed your assistance. Wanted your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Great.
I wish I cared more. I do. I wish it bothered me. We have a coworker who's getting married soon, says Panama Jack. They were all talking about it. And she fires off with, none of you... are invited. We're getting married. None of you are invited. I could see this conversation.
Totally.
And I could also see where it went sideways. She goes, yeah, you can come to the reception if you want to drive to San Diego. You can give me a gift, though, to which Jack, you know, because he's witty and charming and extraordinarily handsome, I'm certain of it. Bet Panama Jack has a sweet mustache.
For sure.
Thick one, too.
Okay. How could it not be?
Oh, my God.
You don't get to be Panama Jack and not be able to grow facial hair.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? Honest to God. Yeah, when was the last time you saw a baby-faced Panama Jack? Never.
Never.
Exactly.
So anyway, he fires back with, she says, none of you are invited. Drive to San Diego. You can give me a gift, though. To which he fires back with, he goes, I think my exact words were, have you lost your mind? Not a chance. And she got her feelings hurt.
Well.
Was he the bad guy here?
I'm going to generalize this. You cannot come in with a particular energy and then get offended when someone gives it back to you. She came in hot. He said, cool, don't care. And now she's offended. It doesn't work like that. Also, you don't have to have them come to your wedding, but you can't be asking for gifts. Just be like, listen, I'm getting married. You're not invited. Bye. The end. That was pretty good.
Yeah. No, I'm mulling it all over in my head. I'm just taking it all in.
I know.
Kind of letting it wash over me a little bit. Mm. Do we want to get super deep on this? Adrian, was Jack, is Jack in the wrong?
I'm leaning more towards Jack.
Being in the right or in the
wrong? Yeah, no, in the right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm on Jack's side.
Team Jack.
Yeah. I get where her feelings are hurt. Do you want to dig deep on this?
All right.
Where she's insecure about it already. You know what I mean? Or she's just, by firing off with the, we're getting married. None of you are invited. Da, da, da. It's like a power play thing. Right? And then so, am I getting too deep?
No, I'm listening because I love to listen to you, but I think she's just Brad.
No, am I trying to find
you're giving her empathy where it doesn't exist.
There's
a little bit of empathy, but at the end of the day, Michaela, to your point, it's energy being matched.
That's what
was given. 1,000,000%. He's given back.
And that was given back. But why? I'm trying to figure out why she's salty.
Yeah.
Like, what are you upset about now? Because you come in shooting your mouth off. Somebody returns fire and now your feelings are hurt.
Yeah, girl, don't play the victim after you were a little brat.
But is it because because this is her power play?
It sounds powerless to me, okay? Go be happy and get married and leave Panama Jack out of it.
All right, and I'll stop digging. What we've decided, Team Jack, you're good.
Yep.
Jack, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Your mustache looks awesome. Have a good weekend. Okay.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
How about a Friday morning animal stories edition of the Good Feeling Stories of the Day? Brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
The New England Aquarium. I think we need to take a field trip.
Yes.
They just built a retirement community for penguins.
Stop.
Penguins. Just penguins is enough.
Enough for me.
But old retired penguins? Heck yeah, dude. Aww. Grandma penguins? Yes. The rock slopes are a little more gradual. And they don't have all the other younger penguins around that are, making nonsense and whatnot. So they don't. It's good. It's just
The grandma penguin moves slower with her arthritis.
Six penguins just moved in. They're doing great. Their species has an average lifespan of 10 to 15 years. These, most of the ones that they have, are already twice that old because it's easier for them to survive in captivity.
Yeah.
It's actually better for penguins. The youngest penguin that they have is 29. The oldest one is 34. And they say, which is, my God, that's old for a penguin. They say that the penguins should be even happier in this thing.
Retirement home.
Because it's easier to do things like give them their daily meds.
Oh my God.
So that's amazing. Officials in the Netherlands have brought back their popular fish doorbell. It's so popular, what? I've never heard of this
Me
before.
Either.
Have we been missing out?
Apparently.
So the fish doorbell, they've been doing it since just after COVID. To help fish migrate up a river, there's a gate that they're not able to get past unless somebody opens it for them. So what and they can't monitor the gate all the time.
Sure.
Right?
They need our help.
The people at the gate.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they set up a live stream. No matter where you are, you can do this right now. The live stream is, you know how they do the HTTPS colon and the two slashes? Mm-hmm. Then after that, it's visdoorbell.nl. Okay? And we'll tell you that again in a second because you're going to be sold. So they set up the live stream. People all over the world can monitor the gate. If you see fish, you click a button to let somebody know.
Oh, my God.
We checked this thing out a second ago. 1,500 people were watching. This is fantastic. Again, visdoorbell.nl, or just Google, like we did, fish doorbell Netherlands, and have fun. Those are your good feeling stories of the day. Friday morning animal stories edition, brought to you by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
And gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Come to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You know, I've been completely fascinated. By the way, welcome to Friday, everybody. She's Michaela Garden. He's Adrian Hernandez. You know, I've been fascinated all week with this whole thing of the astronauts coming back from the...
Finally.
I think just because, like when I was a kid, that kind of stuff was a big deal. It was a big, big deal.
Yeah.
Like, literally, school would shut down. They wouldn't send you home, but everybody, they'd wheel a TV. You know,
they'd wheeling in the TV.
Wheeling in the TV was so great.
You know, it was going to be a good time when they wheeled that old girl in.
Ain't no homework.
Yes.
And by the way, the worst times were when they'd wheel in the TV, but then give you homework on what you watched on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of medieval torture is this BS?
I know.
Did you hear how much the astronauts, you'd think they were supposed to be up there for, what, 8 weeks? They ended up being up there 9 months.
Mm-hmm, insane.
So they would get some sort of bonus. They would get overtime. They would get, you know, something, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't.
They're on salary. So they make about 150 grand a year, which I don't know, which I guess makes sense.
Does it?
But also you'd think it would be a lot more.
They're hanging out in space. I think it deserves more than 150K.
I hear you. But also you get to hang out in space.
Yeah, but then you get left up there for 9 months. It's a risk you have to take. You should be compensated for.
Well yeah, you make $150.
Huh. Not enough.
I hear you. But... They're always going to find somebody who'll take the $150.
True.
That's how they get you. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. So everybody was wondering, you know, ooh, what did you get? Did you get more money? No, you're on salary.
Mm-hmm.
When they're traveling in space, Huntsville, Alabama, you know, whatever. It's where the space, don't ask me why I know, but that's where the space center is. There is a space.
Oh, good for you.
There is a space center. Cape Canaveral. You know what I mean? Houston.
Mm.
Whatever. They get $5 a day for incidentals.
Chet Buchanan, so, what do you do with $5 a day? That's like buy a coffee.
Yeah.
This economy.
So $1,430 for the 9 months that they were.
Are you kidding me? That's almost offensive.
286 days. Now NASA trying to cover their own, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Says you know, while they were up there, we covered their meals and lodging.
Well, where else would they get them? Oh, thank
but
you,
they didn't
NASA.
They didn't charge them for them.
That is so messed up.
It's so bad. Why do we treat people like this? Seriously.
I know.
Why does every company, I want to be a rich guy. And I want to have a company where you treat people really, really good. You know what I mean?
It's just, well, just the idea of like, we left you up there, don't know how to get you down, but don't worry, we've got your meals.
Yeah, no.
Oh, thank you.
We took care of your lodging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my wife's still paying the mortgage. My husband's still paying the mortgage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're still. But, oh, you got me. Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. When your thing broke and I couldn't get home. Yeah, meals, lodging, and transportation were all covered.
Transportation.
Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
You're going.
Real quick.
No, you're going. That's the actual thing. You're going. The whole time you're going.
That's insane. I'm actually kind of mind blown.
A lot mind blown.
Right?
All right. By the way, we unknowingly unleashed a monster yesterday.
Hmm.
Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
You're sure it's Andrea?
Yeah, I double checked yesterday.
Oh, gotcha.
And now I'm not 100% sure, but Andrea.
You checked. Good enough for me. You know what? It's Andrea till told otherwise. Andrea Cano, who was a 5-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, called up and said, I'd like to play again. We couldn't figure out any reason why not. Sure, she retired as a 5-time champion. She's coming out of retirement. Like Michael Jordan. I don't know anybody who went into retirement and then came back out of retirement.
Yeah.
Jordan. Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. There you go. I knew there was a wrestler. Yep. I knew there had to be a wrestler.
There's a bunch, technically, but yeah, we'll go HBK.
Fair. Fair. Andrea said, yeah, I'm coming out of retirement. I'm playing again. I'm telling you, out of the 16 5-time champions that we've already, you know, retired, I heard from 11 of them yesterday. Wait, what?
No way.
Some version of all capital letters, lots of punctuation. Wait, what? You can do that? Sure. We always told you you could.
We never told you you couldn't. Mm-hmm. It's true.
So today's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is going to be very interesting. Andrea Cano of Best of the West is back, baby. She's back. The former 5-time champion has a brand new streak started with one win under her belt. I think mostly she just wanted the Pitbull tickets, but whatever motivates
you. Yeah, we don't care.
We don't know what motivates champions to return to the field of battle.
Yeah. That's right.
Hope you like weekend tickets too, because that's what we're giving away today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Your opportunity to call in coming up after Sabrina Carpenter.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day
on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's settle this once and for all. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
I remembered it. I remembered it from last time. That's good. So, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Anne Marie Richardson representing North Las Vegas.
Who's our champion?
Andrea.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea. Cano.
Cano.
Best of the West.
Best of the West.
I'm going to mess it up. I forgot already.
That's all good. Best of the West now is 7 wins overall. Here's what's funny. 6 out of those 7. I mean, just doing the math, knowing that Andrea Cano is a 5-time champion.
Yeah.
And then she won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My, you know, really solid math skills.
Yeah.
let you know that from the Chet Buchanan Show Stats and Information Department, Andrea Cano has 6 of the 7 wins for Best of the West.
Mm-hmm.
They're up in a tie for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're in 5th place all alone.
All right.
With their 7 wins. Centennial Hills and Hendertucky in 4th with 8. Rhodes Ranch in 3rd with 9. Aliante and Silverado Ranch with 14. They're in 2nd. Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
First place, 17 wins overall. I'm sorry, and who did you say was on the phone?
We got Anne Marie Richardson, North Las Vegas.
No kidding. North Las Vegas is looming. Yeah, they've got 4 wins overall. They're hanging out in the top 10. Love that. Anne Marie, how you living?
Fine.
fine, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm glad I got through.
I'm glad you did.
You go, girl.
We are glad you did as well.
Yeah.
I think I speak for all of us when I say we are glad you got through as well. So buzz in with your name and make sure you don't answer until we call your name, because you might think you got in first, but you just didn't hear him beat you out. First one to three is the winner, and your quiz master is the one and only Michaela Gordon. I think that covers everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. All right, good. Got any questions, Anne Marie?
No, I listen to you every morning. I got you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Angel.
You know who does have questions? Michaela Gordon.
This artist could be performing on the next Olympics as rumors are swirling.
Andrea.
Andrea out of the chute.
Kendrick Lamar.
Is it Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
I want to hear. How did I not hear about this? I want to hear more.
Yeah. Swirling.
No, tell me more.
That's it. It's just rumors are swirling. And they think that he's going to do it. And then it'll really show Drake who's boss. So that was.
Again?
Like, yeah. No, they won't let it down.
At this point, stop the fight. See, you know what I mean? Stop the fight. It's over.
Beef is beef.
It's done. He baited Drake into going on stage and doing the stupid gunfire thing, which that's so 1994. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Not just Grammys, Super Bowl, now the Olympics.
Enough.
Honestly, I appreciate the level of pettiness. I'm not going to lie. It's just way to go. Way to use your platform.
Stop the fight. There's too many cuts. And the champion goes up one zip.
This legendary lady says she has worn over 8,000 gowns on Wheel of Fortune over the years during her
role.
Andrea barely gets in first.
Vanna White?
Yeah, that's Vanna White. That's Vanna White. If it was Pat Sajak, that would be breaking news. or even Ryan Seacrest, that'd be how he would get into 8,000 gowns in this short a time.
Yeah, truly.
Would be really amazing.
We don't know what happens in that dressing room.
Andrea, that's true. We never knew that between tapings they used to go across the street to have margaritas.
Exactly.
Andrea 2, Anne Marie. Not yet.
Zero.
Well, okay.
Getting there. The writer of this novel-turned-movie says she's going broke due to all the controversy over the movie starring Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. What's the name of the movie?
Don't know it. No.
Unless one of you is named Don't Know It.
I don't know it. Yeah.
Right, I don't think anybody...
That was tough.
Well, the good news is I don't think anybody does.
Crap!
It's the Best of Us?
It ends with us.
Damn it!
All right, everyone was... That was a tough one.
All right, cool. Still 2-0.
The Golden Knights took a big win last night. Who do they play against?
I better get this
Anne
one.
Marie.
Anne Marie to get on the board.
Cowboys?
Did they play...
Can we just give her the point for clever?
Did they play the Cowboys?
No, they're not the Cowboys.
Next contestant, please.
Which Cowboys would you like them to play?
Wrong one. Can I say Andrea?
Yeah, Andrea for the win.
Get it. The Bruins?
Did they play the Boston Bruins? Yeah.
Yeah. But I still like the Cowboys answer.
I love that. Anne Marie's like, I got to throw a Hail Mary here.
Totally.
Anne Marie's like, I got to do something.
You know what? I'm going to say something. It's called the Cowboys.
Yeah. F it. Cowboys.
Good for you. You get a half a point.
Yeah, we dig you, Anne Marie. we like you a lot. You're all right. We need more Anne Marie in our lives as well.
Yeah, we do.
So have an amazing weekend, and then we'll hope to talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
You're awesome. You're awesome. Thank you. There she goes. Didn't score a single point, but made an impact.
She sure did, babe.
That's good. And Drea Cano, right back. This is right where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the champion seat. So good.
Yes.
Add on the weekend tickets to the rest of your prizes. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And no, really, thank you. The pleasure is all ours.
Oh,
Hang on one second. Andrea Cano, who's back. She's come back. She's a retired 5-time champion. She's now got 2 in a row. Back on Monday for win number 3. It's Michaela's hometown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, first things first, what did you just tell me?
Hey, Will Smith? Will Smith was performing last night. He was at the House of Blues here in Vegas.
What?
Yeah. So I know earlier in the week we talked about how he made a big deal. It went viral about the European tour.
Yes.
But he did an intimate show. I think he only did one in L.A. and one here in Vegas last night. Had a whole band, background singers. Looked like a production.
Where did you hear this?
I saw a little flyer and our friend down the hall, CO1, went.
That's so wild.
Dude,
was it any good?
It looked fire.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm interested. Mm-hmm.
Totally interested.
I feel bad that slipped by the goalie. I didn't know.
I don't think anybody did, Chet. Honest to God. I haven't seen anybody post about it.
CO1 knew.
Well,
Adrian knew. Why didn't you tell us?
Yeah, you know what?
I didn't see it. I saw it yesterday, like after the show. Yeah. So this wasn't a super announced thing. I think it was meant to be intimate.
My phone is available to you at any moment. You can let me know
that. I didn't know it was like that. Okay, fine. I'll do it. I found out at like 5. I was mad because I knew I couldn't go. And I was like, oh man.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't one of those things.
You'd have been my date.
Yeah, we could have went.
Mm-hmm. I got people.
He performed Men in Black. He did Wild Wild West.
Oh my goodness.
Apparently, I don't have people at House of Blues anymore because...
We had no idea.
Or I wonder if it was... You know how you're just banging through emails? Sometimes you go, I'm not answering that.
Yeah, all the time.
This doesn't matter to me right now. Bah, bah, bah.
I could have received 47 calls. I don't answer my phone.
Yeah.
What? No.
And then you go back later. You go back later and somebody goes, I sent you an email.
Yeah.
I followed up. And you're like, let me check my junk folder.
Mm-hmm. And there it is.
No, there it's not. But you say it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we really missed that opportunity.
Huh. Who's on the phone right now?
Oh, we got Jennifer We're going to have to ask her how to pronounce her last name.
How do you say it?
Arevalo.
Exotic.
I know. I'm sorry. Will Smith, Men in Black. My mind, sorry.
Qué pedo. I just asked him who farted.
Oh.
All right. Are you ready for your 177-second survey? This is gonna take up a big part of it. Speaking of Will Smith. And by the way, Will, if you're still in town, I would love to have a conversation about this. He was doing an interview. My guess is, just with the context clues, they've asked him, who's on your Mount Rushmore of the greatest actors of all time?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you pick your top four, right?
Sure.
So Marlon Brando, me, Denzel. Now, who would be...
Okay, you heard that. Marlon Brando... The third one was Denzel.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear who he put there in the middle?
Me?
So Marlon Brando, me, Denzel.
Marlon Brando, me, Denzel.
Let him explain.
Now, who would be my fourth? Who do I think? And why I like those is like there's...
He's sure he's in the top three. He's certain of it. There's no question in his mind.
Yeah.
There's actors and then there's movie stars.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay. And there's a difference between actors and movies.
What's the difference?
So
he's not even going to try and explain himself as one of the greatest movie stars, which if he was going to try and make that point, I'd go, well, okay, he did have, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of box office mm-hmm. there. He's making a case. Greatest actors of all time, mm-hmm. him, Marlon Brando, Denzel, and some other dude.
Yeah.
An actor can deliver a role. And I know who my fourth is, Daniel Day-Lewis. An actor can deliver a role and take you to something that is you know, a transformative experience. But a movie star can put a movie on their back and carry it. You go to a Denzel movie because it's a Denzel movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you go to a Will Smith movie because it's a Will Smith movie. I'm going to start the clock now. Wow, though, dude. Is Will Smith... Is he crazy? Is he... We know he's a bit crazy. I love the self-confidence. I truly appreciate the self-confidence. But man, is Will Smith on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest actors of all time?
Who's answering first?
Jennifer.
Okay, well, to me, he's not.
No, I'm... Now, if you ask me to start naming names right now, I could give you other names, but... I can't even imagine top 10, but I don't know. That's, again, yeah. I love the confidence.
Yeah, I mean, listen, would he be in my top 4? No. But I love it. I'm so happy he said himself. I feel like we live in this weird world where when, like, you like yourself, you're like, conceited. Yeah, he should be in his own top 4. He's an actor. He likes his own work. He wears his own merch. I'm into it. Imagine me like, I'm not that good. But hire me.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Adrian?
Absolutely. He's an icon. He has the franchises and the box office stuff, but he's also won Academy Awards. He's been nominated multiple times. The King Richard movie, Ali. Like, he has both. And you, like, Daniel Day-Lewis is like a thespian, right? He really gets into the roles or whatever. Like, 60 years from now, TNT will be playing Men in Black or Bad Boys. They might not necessarily
Come on,
be playing
TNT.
A Daniel Day-Lewis movie. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they might.
Christian Bale. Christian Bale comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
To replace him.
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But not better than Will Smith, is what you're saying.
Oh, that's tough.
I really
love the Dark Knight series.
This is what I'm saying.
They're both great.
By the way, what a fantastic, compelling argument.
I know, icon.
From both of you. But Adrian breaking it down, that's a fantastic argument. Has Adrian swayed you with his opinion, Jennifer?
Yes, actually. I do like quite a bit of his movies. So, yes, he does make a great point.
Let's go, baby.
I was willing to say, no. I was willing to say, boy, when we started this, I was like, is Will Smith even in my top 100?
Right.
Think about all the names that we're talking about. from the back in the day, iconic names in cinema. And you're putting Will Smith top four. Again, I appreciate the Michaela view of if you're not gonna smell your own brew,
yeah.
Who's gonna?
Totally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I got him on my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But you know what? I appreciate it now that we've talked it out.
Yeah. See, we just had to talk it out.
I have a greater appreciation for what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I still think.
I literally said iRobot earlier.
Some of the
random movies.
FIRobot.
Pursuit of Happiness. Well, let's watch it this weekend.
You know what?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Great movie. You know what? And I'll see your Pursuit of Happiness, and then I'll lower you Wild Wild West. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he made a classic song in that movie, so he still made an impact, even if you don't like the movie.
No, and I'll bet that there's for every, you know, for Christian Bale, I'm sure we can pull up with an absolute dog. For Denzel, you could pull up
I mean, not every movie's iconic. Some are flops.
Yeah. Just a piece of garbage.
That's how you learn.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like I've got to do some research.
Yeah.
And just go look at some. I was just names that popped into my head, like Robert Redford, like Sean Connery, like
Robert De Niro, maybe?
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
Oh, God, Rob De Niro.
Gene Hackman, rest in peace.
You know what I mean? Gene Hackman. So, you know what I mean? So then you're going to put Will Smith ahead of all of them?
He's in the discussion. I don't frown on someone putting him in the discussion. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm less, because at first I was like, not even top 100, bro. But then, honestly, it's fun. All right, we got to go. Have fun at Snow White if you decide to go this weekend.
Have fun, Mama.
You go whenever you want.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. Hang on one second. We'll get all the details coming up in just moments.
Ordinary ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Did I just leave relationship rehab in your studio? Did I leave something on the counter?
No, you didn't.
By the way, Michaela has shifted over to the other studio in the hopes of not getting everybody else sick, because she has been officially diagnosed with the flu.
Influenza A.
For the record, what I often do is I just throw stuff away, just randomly.
Oh, I love doing
that.
That's
what I did. I have the relationship together. So I went in, but I went in to talk to Michaela about something. So she's in this other room because she's got the flu, whatever. And also, she's also learning how nice it is to have your own space.
Listen to me. I'm saying I have the flu, but actually I feel like I have an office. I might not leave.
Yeah. No, you're fancy. You've got extra monitors.
I do. I have a flu. But I have a TV in here, two monitors, a keyboard, buttons, and a phone.
You can have all of those things.
And I have a window. I can see you.
You can have all of those things.
Would there be room in the big studio?
For monitors and whatnot for you?
Yeah.
We'll tear down a wall if we have to.
Oh, my God. Fine. Listen, I don't know what to do with these monitors. There's multiple, but I like them.
But you can be in there. But the hilarious part was that she was trying to sequester herself because of her.
But Chet keeps coming in to talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care. I don't care, dude. And here's why I don't care. It's for the same reason that our entire engineering department, both of them, when I say our entire department, but there are a number of people who are laughing about this because the HVAC system directly connects that room with this one. So we may be even breathing more of the same air.
Listen, the thing about me is always mean well.
Sure.
But it tends to just go very wrong. And I'm sorry for breathing in my breath.
I don't care. I honestly don't care. If you're sick, I'm sick.
No, you don't.
You jump, I jump.
Thank you. That's better than my dad. So my dad yesterday is like, get away from me. I'm like, you gave it to me, first of all, and I'm helping you out. Get away from me.
And the only reason I found out was I was trying to score some illicit Z-Packs for you.
1,000%.
And then my stupid doctor, I'm speaking in this, the role of Michaela Gordon is being played by the understudy, Chet Buchanan, this evening. So you go in to score illicit Z-Packs. Your doctor goes, not on my watch. They make us count those things now.
Yeah.
So I at least have to test you.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're having idle conversation. And he goes, yeah, you know, you're doing really good. You got the radio show now. You still got the residencies and all of that. And you're an influencer. And Michaela's like, oh, thank you. And he says, no, I didn't say influencer. I said influenza.
Yeah. He said influenza A. And I said, first of all, tone. Secondly, give me the Z pack.
Which also she's like, I have influenza A. Like somehow that's the best of the influenza.
It was labeled like that.
Because he said it like that. I was like, is it the flu or what? He was like, influenza A. And I was like, okay, well, everyone, I've got.
And was it you, Adrian, that told me that it's viral versus bacterial?
No, I did.
It wasn't
me. Oh, you did tell me.
Yeah, because he was saying the Z-Pak won't help if it's bacterial. And I have a bacterial. So he's like, you don't need the Z-Pak. And I was like, yes, I do. And I can't tell you the reason why. Give me the Z-Pak. And he was like, please get out. And I was like, give me the Z-Pak. I need it. I did, though. I got the Z-Pak. I got it from my dad.
I told you. In fact, I'm shocked.
You're really cracking down on these drugs.
By the way, I'm a little disappointed in y'all that are listening right now because I fully expected a number of people that said, hey, look, forget about a Z-Pak. I can get you the good Mexican antibiotics. Yeah.
Where was everyone?
Yeah, but I think they're hoarding them.
I get it.
They're in Mexico for spring break.
It's not as easy. It's true.
They're loading up.
They're getting another.
Next week, we'll have the money.
yeah, great. We'll come back around next week.
Okay, great.
Just to, although it's college spring break next week, I think. I know Reno's on spring break
that's
next week.
Right.
I don't exactly know when UNLV spring break is, but all right. Relationship rehab. Kyle and Emmy in Sky Canyon. My mother-in-law, Kyle says, my mother-in-law lit me up, because I went out with the boys to do a little St. Patrick's Day celebrating last weekend, leaving my 8-month pregnant wife at home alone. She said, the mother-in-law she said that it was irresponsible to leave a woman that pregnant home alone. She said, I'd better learn to start acting like a father before my baby gets here. Now, at the time, my wife was totally fine with it. She's very large, can barely move, and gets hot really easily.
Oh, yeah.
How many people are right now are like, yep, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I understand that. She also can't drink because she's eight months.
Yeah.
She doesn't fit well into tight spaces. This is Emmy he's talking about now, mm-hmm. his beloved pregnant wife, Emmy, the mother of his unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
She had even mentioned something when I came home about enjoying the quiet time. I'm not really sure what she said. I'd been drinking with the guys all day.
Oh, my God.
Her mom often likes to keep score in our relationship. So I'm not surprised at how upset she got when she came to our place on Saturday just to realize that I was not at home just waiting on our bundle of joy to show up.
Yeah.
Here's the plot twist. It's Kyle's words. Here's the plot twist. After a few days of my mother-in-law poisoning the well, my wife has reversed course and decided she is now retroactively upset with me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We listen to you guys, and then you've already heard this part. We listen to you guys all the time, totally realize this isn't a huge thing. It's just a disagreement. But we'd feel like a big deal if you'd do this for relationship rehab.
Love it.
We'll even give you our real names. Kyle and Emmy, Sky Canyon. Well, what do you think about this? I have two thoughts, potentially three.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. I believe the bottom line on this, there really wasn't a question asked necessarily, other than I believe what he's saying is, was Kyle wrong for going out for St. Patrick's
Day? Right.
I think that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
All the other stuff just kind of, the other stuff kind of makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
702-364-9898. Would you like to go see Pitbull Friday, May 9th at Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau. You better get on that phone right now then.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, relationship rehab. Kyle went out with the boys on Saturday for St. Patrick's Day. What's wrong with that, you ask? Well, Emmy is 8 months pregnant. Emmy's mother, Kyle's mother-in-law, made sure to get her 2 cents in on it. She didn't like it at all. And it's been poisoning the well. Now, initially, Emmy was cool with all of this activity. She was just fine with it. But then, you know, after a couple of days of her mom.
She talked to her mama.
Sorry, can you hear me? Can you hear my microphone?
Adjusting.
While I'm moving around. Yeah, because I threw away stupid relationship.
Yeah, it's okay. You're a real person doing real things.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I've thrown it away 3 times this morning. I don't need to do that. I still need it one more time. Plot twist. At one point, Emmy had said something about even enjoying the quiet time while she's 8 3/4 months pregnant, you know?
Uh-huh.
Could pop at any second. A couple days later, Emmy's changed her mind and decided she is mad about Saturday, which is great, I think. And then they just really wanted to hear their thing on relationship rehab.
Yeah.
So, which puts you to the head of the line every single time. Let us start. So, Kathy, I guess was Kyle a bad guy for leaving his 8 1/2 month pregnant wife at home while he went out and got hammered on St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Absolutely not. He didn't, you know, he did it with permission, so it's not like he left right after work and never came home for the rest of the night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
She knew he was going and had no problem with it. So he was in the right.
I'm team Kathy, and I can pile on to that, and I'll do it in a minute. You, speaking of piling on, you have fun at Pitbull on Friday, May 9th, which will be here before you know it, and enjoy the beautiful Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking love that room.
Thank you.
I swear to you.
I love Pitbull.
Did you?
And
we
so love, fun,
and we
babe.
Love Pitbull, too.
Yeah,
we
it's love such Pitbull a good show. Too,
and it is such a good show.
Did you ever ask somebody? My belief is that the people who put together the Blue Live Theater, of course, Michaela does a residency there. Did you ever ask anybody how that room came to be? Because it looks to me like they went, okay, let's take the best parts of the Joint, which is the Virgin Theater. You know, let's take the best part of that, check. Let's take the really, really good part of the Coliseum at Caesars, check. Let's take a really good, you know, a Pearl at the Palms, check.
Well, Chet, the honest answer is I don't sing in there, so I don't care. However, just kidding.
But you know do you know the guy?
It's amazing. I do. Okay, yeah, okay. I will ask them for sure. Because it's great. It's so good.
Work me a lunch or something. I would love, I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be fun. All right, good. Rebecca.
Yeah.
You are.
I love you.
Come in here.
Becca.
I know we love you. By the way, you can bring that attitude whenever you feel like it. You know you're in a safe space here.
Yes.
So which direction is that attitude going?
So I feel like I understand that she's like, oh, like I enjoyed my client time, but like, what if she like tripped and fell or something? Like, I feel like he should have been there at the house. Like, invite some people over, have your own little situation at the house, and that way you can still kind of monitor a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And she could just kind of be holed up in the room and still have her little private time. But you know, just to kind of cover both bases, you're still going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. But like, just have the boys over and have your own little thing or something.
I'm going to give my answer away early then. Just Rebecca, I'm going to answer that for you. The mother-in-law's already there. This is a nothing deal. The mother-in-law's just looking to make trouble. Had anything gone wrong at any moment, they would have... the mother-in-law was there.
Ah, see, I missed that part. I thought she knew what was going on and was chiming in. I didn't know she was at the house.
She came over. I'm looking for the part in the thing... Does she even mention she enjoyed the quiet time? Likes to keep it. Oh, I'm not surprised at how upset she, meaning the mother-in-law, got when she came to our place on Saturday to realize that I was not at home. Well, where is he? She hates him already.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't change my answer, but that is good to know.
Oh, what is your... Okay. Rebecca, you're the best. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Becca.
Becca.
Bye.
Okay, what is your answer?
Here's the thing. 8.5 months pregnant, anything can happen. I remember when my sister-in-law was pregnant, and she was like, she's very little and petite, and 8 months, you kind of can go into labor. I feel like he just could have stayed home. It's their first baby. If something were to happen, he's the dada. The mother-in-law is there, but she's not the mother or father. I feel like he could have held off for a month and God forbid anything happened, because it does. He'd be there.
They had already, who said it? Was it you that had said he'd already gotten permission?
No, I didn't say that. You can get permission. I get permission all the time. I'm still not going to do
Kathy
stuff.
Said that.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, she said yes, fine. I still think no. It's too risky.
Mariah, amongst the many amongst the many reasons, why is Michaela crazy?
Well, for one thing, I think in a relationship, you've really got to be clear and set clear boundaries. So when she said, yeah, go, it shouldn't be, yeah, go, but I'll be mad at you. I mean, yeah, go means go. And it's not like we don't have cell phones and things. He could have, you know, if anything happened, he could have been there, and I'm sure, in no time.
Yeah.
Also, this accent, I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, your accent is so good.
Where are you from?
Thank you.
Where are you from? What are you wearing?
I'm a transplant here from Indiana.
Indiana?
Oh, my God.
I expected a little further south. I got to be honest.
Well, I live right on the border. I lived right on the border of Kentucky. So it's a little bit of
because
Kentucky.
You sound like Brittany Cartwright from Vanderpump Rules. I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Is she from Kentucky?
Yeah, she is.
Sorry, I don't. I'm not a Bravo boy. Mariah, you're awesome. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Also, I give Emmy a pass because she is 8.5 months pregnant, and if she wants to change her mind, because her hormones are racing and her mom is feeding her, you know, is feeding her all this stuff in her head. And if Emmy decides that it's okay and then it's not okay, fine.
Yeah.
Great. Who cares? Emmy can do no wrong for me in this situation because she's about to have a baby.
Totally. I feel like he just didn't need to ask to begin with.
Bye, Mariah. What happened?
I feel like he just didn't need to ask to begin with. It would have just been
cooler.
Didn't need
to ask who or what?
It would have just been cooler if he would have not gone out with the boys, period.
Here's the part we don't know. She may have sent him. She may have said, are you going? You should go. I forgot this story. When I was a stepdad, the eldest was born on March 17th.
No.
And the stories are somewhat legendary of the child being born and various people coming from various places where they had been celebrating St. Patrick.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And they're all wearing the plastic green hats.
Yeah.
With the noisemakers and the stuff. And they're all hammered.
Yeah.
And they've all come in from various, you know, from various places. And that it was a party in the hospital room.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know if that came down to the father of the child as well, but knowing what I know, it's a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
That he had also been out. But I do believe he took her to the...
He stayed home.
The baby was early, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But yeah. Still, she's a St. Patrick's baby.
Yeah.
So... Huh.
Fun.
So these things happen.
They do.
And honestly, as long as if something would have gone down and he would have gotten there in a timely fashion, I think you're good.
He's hammered.
Yeah. Again, you, huh?
He's hammered.
Great. Which keeps him out of the way. You know what I mean? Just go sit over there, have some Funyuns.
No, she needs him.
To do what?
To be in the delivery room. He's the father.
Okay.
You can drink anytime you want, babe. Go be with your kid. It's your first baby.
I understand. All right. We agree to disagree.
All right.
Not everybody needs to be, trust me, not everybody needs to be in the delivery room either.
Yeah, but I think the dad should. He's the dad.
I don't know. What do you say we get you pregnant? And then, you know, let's, you know, we can work all this
let's
out.
See how this goes. We'll have 9 months to plan. Who's going where?
Hang on a second. I have a whole weekend to put this contest together. Big news, Monday morning at 7:30.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
When you and your fiance travel and whatnot, are you a bargain shopper?
Yes, yes.
Do you go on the sites and you do the whole thing?
Yep, just did it last night.
Free plug for Expedia. Somebody booked a hotel for an international trip and got a great price.
Great.
The hotel called them directly and asked them to cancel it because the rate they had booked was, quote, too low. So the traveler says, no, I'm not doing that. Not doing that. And went back to Expedia. And Expedia said, no, this is legit. That you booked the price that we gave you.
Yeah.
The hotel should honor it. And you should not cancel. The hotel ignored all of that. And said that if they didn't cancel, they would just flat out refuse them service.
Stop.
When they showed up, because they can do that.
No.
Naturally, a lot of people, this was an online thing.
Good.
A lot of people told them don't do it. But since it's an international trip to the Middle East, the person didn't feel particularly comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know, booking into a place where you're not.
Oh, you're like bullied into canceling.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they did cancel.
Yeah, that sucks.
Expedia reimbursed them, gave them a bonus credit for their hassle. We assume the traveler found a different hotel and Expedia will probably not ever deal with this original place ever again.
Good.
But oh my God, can you imagine getting a phone call going, hey, congratulations on the great deal that you scored. We're not going to honor it. And you need to cancel because we can't.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy. I would have been pissed. But Middle East, I'm canceling. I wouldn't feel safe.
I wouldn't.
Bye. Not a fight worth
not
having.
Not 1 second. Uh-uh. I got to be honest. Downtown Las Vegas. I'm not.
We're not fighting them either.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Yeah, the other night, horrible situation in New Zealand.
What?
Emergency responders called to the scene. There was a report of swimmers in distress.
Why?
Yeah, because they were in distress. They were in distress. they were swimmers.
But what caused them this distress?
Yeah, the Coast Guard was searching for these two swimmers for 45 minutes. They couldn't find them. Oh, yeah. They were concerned that they had lost them in the waters.
Mm-hmm.
No, it actually just turned out to be loud geese.
Oh, my God.
The geese were stupid geese.
That's so
geese.
Funny to me.
And they sounded like...
Those stupid geese sound like humans.
Actual people. And they finally, after looking around for a while, were like, hey, wait a minute.
Because uh-huh.
The geese took off, right?
Mm-hmm.
While when the Coast Guard shows up, geese took off.
Yeah.
So then these guys are looking around for bodies that, you know, for people that don't exist.
Oh, you stupid little geese.
And then the geese came back and apparently started wearing out the Coast Guard guys, yelling at them. Like they were just yelling, and they were like, hey, wait a minute.
Listen, geese and goats sound like human beings screaming to death.
I guess somebody had called the Coast Guard again and said, hey, they're yelling again. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this can't be. We got people right there. They figured I was stupid geese.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go, do you know what Google's original name was?
No.
Backrub.
Why?
It just was.
Backrub?
Yeah, they just decided to call it that. They changed it to Google about a year later. 1996, when they first came up with it, the original name for Google was Backrub.
No way.
Well, I guess you asked why. Let me speculate. Who doesn't love a backrub?
Sure, I know, right? So you love backrub.
An
love
unwelcome backrub might be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
I got a buddy who does that, who gives you the old, hey, let me rub your shoulders bit there. And
oh.
It's like, to me.
Yeah.
It's a man, baby. A man. And he gives you the, hey, buddy, how you doing? And gives you the shoulder rub.
Does it feel nice? Like,
no.
Oh, no, that's even worse.
Yeah, he's a little rough.
Yeah, get out.
This is weird. Carrots are actually really bad for rabbits.
No.
Who knew?
No.
It can cause them health problems. Because of they're like fast food for rabbits. The sugar content.
That's wild.
Is out of whack. You know, the whole thing. It's okay if they're a treat, but don't feed them.
As their meals.
Yeah, so don't feed them carrots exclusively. The same as, also don't feed the rabbits Burger King. You know what I mean? Because that's not good all the time either.
I had a rabbit when I was little named Stephanie, and I gave her rabbits. I gave her carrots. Now I'm rethinking the whole thing.
You know who we have to blame?
Who?
Bugs Bunny.
Well,
everybody thought.
Why?
Nobody ever thought carrots. Nobody even ever thought to feed carrots to rabbits until Bugs Bunny. And then everybody thought that's what carrots
are,
that rabbits love.
It's true.
Have we been interchanging carrots and rabbits this entire time in this story?
I think so.
Because I've done it twice. I did it once, but I wasn't sure. All right, you know what? It's Friday. This might be a good time for us to just hang it up for the week.
Yeah.
Enjoy the last day of spring break, parents, or enjoy the fact that it's almost over. I'm still not quite sure how that works either.
Same.
If you're a spring break parent. Regardless, it's Friday. Have an amazing weekend. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Big, big weekend here in Las Vegas for professional wrestling. A big show Sunday night at Silverton Casino. Vegas' own FCW doing a tribute show to Chris Bay. I will be in the building. If you see me, be sure to say hello. And as always, be sure to subscribe to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. We're on the path to 100K on YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Man, do we love you. Have a great weekend. We really do love you. God bless you. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.